read upon the stone of the neglected grave his own name, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, no, Spirit. No. Spirit, hear me. I'm not the man I was. I will not be the man I must have been. Why, show me this, if I am past all hope. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Oh, tell me. I may sponge away the writing on this stone.
Holding up his hands in a last prayer to have his fate reversed, he saw an alteration in the phantom's hood and dress. It shrunk, collapsed, and dwindled down into a bedpost. Yes, and the bedpost was his own. The bed was his own, and the room was all his own. Best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own to make amends in.
Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and the Christmas time be praised for this.
I say it on my knees. Oh, Jacob, on my knees. I'm here. The shadows of the things that would have been may be dispelled. They will be. I know they will. I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world.
Running to the window, he opened it and put out his head. No fog, no mist, no night. Clear, bright, stirring, golden day.
What's today?
Hey?
What's today, my fine fellow?
Why, Christmas Day, sir.
It's Christmas Day. I haven't missed it. Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello.
Do you know the Poulterers in the next street but one at the corner?
I should have, I did.
An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little prize turkey, the big one.
What? The one as big as me?
What a delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to him. Yes, my buck.
It's hanging there now.
It is? Go and buy it. Go and buy it and tell him to bring it here that I may give them the direction where to take it. Come back with the man and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes and I'll give you a half a crown.
I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's, of course. He shan't know who sends it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim.
The chuckle with which he said this, and the chuckle with which he paid for the turkey, and the chuckle with which he paid for the cab, and the chuckle with which he recompensed the boy, were only to be exceeded by the chuckle with which he sat down breathless in his chair again and chuckled till he cried. Scrooge dressed himself all in his best, and at last got out into the streets. The people were by this time pouring forth. Scrooge regarded everyone with a delighted smile. He looked so irresistibly pleasant, in a word, that three or four good-humored fellows said, "Good morning, sir. A Merry Christmas, too." And Scrooge said often afterwards that of all the blithe sounds he had heard every year, those were the blithest in his ears. He went to church and walked about the streets and watched the people hurrying to and fro and patted children on the head and questioned beggars, and looked down into the kitchens of houses, and up to the windows, and found that everything could yield him pleasure. In the afternoon, he turned his steps towards his nephew's house.
Fred!
Why, bless my soul! Who's that?
It's I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred?
Let him in. It is a mercy he didn't shake his arm off. He was at home in 5 minutes. Nothing could be heartier. His niece looked just the same. So did everyone. Wonderful party, wonderful games, wonderful unanimity, wonderful happiness. But he was early at the office next morning. Oh, he was early there. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late. That was the thing he had set his heart upon. The clock struck 9. No Bob. 9:15. No Bob. He was full 18 minutes and a half behind his time.
Hello? What do you mean by coming here at this time of day?
Oh, sorry, sir. I am behind my time.
You are? Yes, I think you are. Step this way, if you please.
It's only once a year, sir. Else Mike ain't rather merry yesterday, sir. I'm sorry.
Now, I tell you what, my friend. I'm not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
Bob trembled and got a little nearer to the ruler. He had a momentary idea of knocking Scrooge down with it, holding him, and calling to the people in the court for help in a straitjacket.
A merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist your struggling family, and we will discuss your affairs this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl, eh, Bob? Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle, ever afterwards, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Indeed, God bless us, everyone. A Christmas Carol with Jonathan Winters playing the characters of Tiny Tim, Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, the three ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. In fact, all the characters except for that of Belle. She was performed by Mimi Kennedy. Their performance was recorded in the studios of KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Jerry Summers was the recording engineer. Our thanks to the station staff and then-manager Ruth Hirschman. Also thanks to the Historical Society of Washington, D.C. Murray Horowitz directed the reading. Sound design and effects were by Margaret Howes and Michael Schweppe. Studio production by Andy Trudeau and Margaret Howes. Engineering by Vince Muse and Michael Schweppe. We had production help from Rolando Arrieta, Sharon Johnson, Kerry Thompson, and Soraya Mohammed. I'm Susan Stamberg. We hope you've enjoyed our production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Happy holidays from all of us at NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. From the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy. This is NPR.
The news doesn't stop between Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson, co-hosts for Here and Now,
your source for comprehensive news, information, and interviews in the middle of your day.
We're combining the resources of NPR and WBUR Boston to bring you stories that will keep you up to date.
Entertain you with features and music.
Join us Here and Now.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.